Hi, my name's Alex Dawson, and I will be conducting this interview on behalf of the One Another Project and the Wellcome Trust.
Mm-hmm.
The date is the 16th of August 2009. If you could please state your full name, your age, if that's okay, and where you're from.
I'm Caroline Myers. I'm 38 years old, and I'm from Manchester.
And how are you doing today?
I'm fine, thanks. Little bit nervous, but I'm okay.
So, can I take you back to when you initially heard about the project?
Yeah, I think I heard, I'm trying to think back now, but I think I heard it on the radio, on the news, when there was that's the first thing I heard about it, was when they announced that the application process was open. And I knew a little bit about Anthony Gormley's work, and I thought, oh, that sounds exciting. So I went onto the website and put my name down, and I think I was about number 2,100 something. So, yeah, and then I forgot all about it until July, and I got this email saying, congratulations, you've got a place. So.
And what was it that actually inspired you to put yourself forward?
Well, as I say, I know a little bit about Anthony Gormley's work. I really like... I only sort of discovered him, if you like, a few years ago. I went to the Yorkshire Sculpture Park, which is near Leeds, and there were some of his sculptures there, including Field for the British Isles. And it really totally moved me, and I thought it was just a fantastic piece, and it was in such a fabulous setting. And since then, I sort of, you know, looked at other things of his, like the statues on Crosby Beach. Can't remember the name of it now. Another place, I think it is. And a couple of years ago, I came down to London for the weekend to go to the Harewoods Gallery to see the Event Horizon and Blind Light and sort of the retrospective that was going on there of his stuff. And so, yeah, so just for the last few years, I've sort of followed what he's been doing and just, you know, really grabbed my interest. To me, it sort of related back to Field for the British Isles, which was the first thing that I saw of his. Well, I knew about the Angel of the North, but this was the first other thing I'd seen of his. And I thought, what a fantastic idea, is sort of taking that one step further in a way, like where the little clay figures, and he's plucking out a single clay figure and putting us on a plinth for scrutiny, if you like, by the world. But at the end of the day, it doesn't matter what you do up there or what you are or who you are, because when you're back on the ground, back with the other little clay men, we're all the same, and you know, it's just a big field of people, 2,400 people. And I just thought, what an amazing idea. Mm. So I just wanted to be involved.
And how do you think this project compares to his other work?
Well, as I say, I just think it's really exciting, and it just, to the things that I know about, as I say, I saw the retrospective at the Harewoods, and it's sort of carrying on a theme of, you know, the individual, but as part of something else. But taking it one step further than that, and it just seems like such a logical question in a way, but then just such a massive leap that it was just a brilliant idea and really exciting.
Yeah. So how did you actually feel when you found out you had a place?
I think I screamed. And then when I could actually catch my breath, I thought, well, what do I do? And I thought, shall I accept? And then, well, I've got to, it's such an opportunity. And I thought, well, you know, I'm just a normal person. Why do I deserve to be up there? And I thought, well, no, that's the whole idea of the project, is that it's just everybody can be involved. So I thought, well, just go for it. I was excited, nervous, but excited.
So what exactly are you planning on doing today?
Well, I should have been on holiday this weekend. I should have been going on holiday yesterday. And so I've delayed my holiday with my husband and my two children. We were going to go up to Scotland camping. So we've come down here instead. As I say, it was too good an opportunity to miss. And I thought, well, as I should have been on holiday, I shall have a little holiday on the plinth with my hour. So I've brought some sand, and I've brought a little tent, and a bucket and spade, an inflatable palm tree. So I shall be having my own little holiday. I've also brought some paper aeroplanes that my children made, along with their classmates. And they have little messages on asking people to write back to the school if they find them, so that they can then plot the replies on a map.
Where did you get this idea from?
Well, I've had all sorts of ideas. About 6 weeks that I've known for, and I've had thought of everything, like dressing up, doing something arty. But I thought, well, that's not really me. I don't want to look back on this and think, well, I looked an idiot, or I felt an idiot, or, you know, I just wanted to, I thought, well, I want to be me. I want to be doing something that I would otherwise have been doing. And I thought that was just a way to be me and to represent myself, really. So that's what I'm doing. I say I've had all sorts of ideas. My first thought, because I love Field for the British Isles so much, I thought I'll take up a bag of clay and make some little clay men, so I'll have some friends while I'm up there. But then I thought, no, Anthony's already done that, so I thought I'll just be me instead.
So can you tell me a little bit about yourself?
Yeah, as I say, I live in Manchester, in the suburbs of Manchester. I'm married with two daughters. They're 9 and 6. I work part-time as an admin assistant. I'm just normal, really. Just an ordinary person, but I do like to, I sort of follow arts, and I like to go to the theatre, and there's been a big international festival up in Manchester in July, which I went to a few events there, which were really good. Went to something called It Felt Like a Kiss, which was sort of a walk-through experience. So that was, you know, I just like to be involved in the arts, as I say, in a very small part. So that's it, really. That's me.
And what do you do for a living?
I'm an admin assistant, part-time. Yeah, I work for the local council.
Okay. And how long have you been doing that for? Are you enjoying it?
I've been doing that for about 2 years. Since I sort of took a career break while the children were very small. And it's good. It fits in.
Have you always lived in Manchester?
No, I'm from Hull originally, but I've lived in Manchester for, let me think, about 12 years now.
Okay.
So.
Wow.
Yeah.
And where were you born? Where did you grow up?
In Hull, in Yorkshire.
Okay. And how do they compare?
Hull's quite a small, it is a city, but it's quite a small city, really. Manchester's much more big and exciting, much more going on, so much prefer Manchester, really. I'm wearing my I Heart Manchester t-shirt today to promote Manchester to the rest of the world. So I thought, well, as part of the selection process was based on where you're from geographically, or where where you live now anyway, I thought I would make that apparent to people that that's where I've come from.
And what are the arts like in Manchester?
It's really exciting at the moment. As I said, there's just been the International Festival on, which is really good. There was just all sorts of brand new works that were premiered there. There was an opera by Rufus Wainwright, and Dan's Carlos Costa, and it's really exciting up in Manchester. Yeah, there's plenty to see and do. This is the second festival that's just been held, and it's every 2 years, so hopefully that's going to go from strength to strength. So I'll say I really enjoyed it recently, and there's things for having a family. There were things for the children to get involved with as well, which was even better, really.
Yeah.
So it's really exciting.
Yeah. And just in terms of this project, have you been following it since the beginning?
On and off. I've sort of been popping on and off of the website and having a look at what people are doing, and I've been keeping an eye on it.
And what are your thoughts so far on its progress?
I think it's sort of settling down now, after the initial sort of big media excitement on the first day. It seems to have sort of settled into a steady rhythm now of quite a nice pattern of the JCBs coming on and off, and ferrying people backwards and forwards. It seems to be in its stride now, and there's some really good people going up and got some fantastic ideas. So, I'm just happy to be part of it, really.
Yeah. So your hour slot, how are you feeling about it? What are your kind of expectations?
As I said, I'm a little nervous, but I'm calming down now. I had a very fitful night's sleep last night. It felt like I was going to face my worst driving test exam all rolled into one. What's going to happen? Totally irrational, I know, but never done anything like this before. So it just, I think it's good to challenge yourself sometimes, do something out of the ordinary. As I say, I'm just an ordinary, normal person, but I think you do need to do something out of the ordinary every now and again, just to keep the excitement going in your life. And I think it's a great, it's great for my kids to see me doing something like this, and hopefully in years to come they'll say, God, do you remember that weekend we went to London and Mum was standing on that plinth? And or they'll visit here when they're grown ups and think, oh crikey, Mum was up there, So hopefully it'll be set a good example to them.
And are you doing it today for anybody in particular?
Not really, no. Just for myself, my family. My family are all here to support me, and I've got a friend has come down with her children from Manchester with us. And my sister and her partner are here, all the way from Hull. And I've got some friends who live in London, and they're coming to see me. So it's just, really nice to get all their support. And I'm just doing it for me, really, as well, just, as I say, just to do something different.
And how are you feeling in terms of the live streaming?
I think I'm okay with that, actually. I mean, I know there's been some negative comments I heard on, Twitter and on the website and stuff like that, but, I can deal with that. They need to get a life, really. If they don't like me, then fine. So I'm not going to read any comments afterwards. I'm just going to enjoy my time and not let anything interfere with that, really.
And what would you say is important in your life at the moment?
Family mainly. Yeah. So I've got two young girls, so they're
coming today.
They're coming today. Right. Yeah.
And what do you think they'll make of it?
Well, I think they think Mum's a bit crazy, but I think they're proud of me, yeah. They're like really excited. My youngest is 6 and she woke up really early this morning and she said, I forgot that we were in London and I was so excited that you're going on the plinth today. And, it's so sweet. They're really, really excited about it as well. So.
Great. Well, thank you so much. Is there anything else you'd like to add?
No, I don't think so. Thank you.